David, we're to the final chapter of Ephesians.
Yes.
Paul continues his instructions how to work out these specific relationships.
Yep.
He deals with children and parents. He's dealing with masters and slaves.
Yeah.
He's how to make this work. And then he says, now, one final exhortation, stand strong.
Yes.
It's amazing. Sometimes you get the big revelation. You understand, oh, this is what God wants me to do.
Yeah.
But you know what? To make it work, you've got to persevere.
Yeah, that's right. You've got to stand strong in God and put your trust in Him. Don't put your trust in your own faith. Put your trust in the faith of God and leave everything and cast everything onto Him. And of course, chapter 6 has the great teaching about the armor of God. And that's stuff that we learned in Sunday school, wasn't it? And it's such a beautiful teaching and so concise. And you know, when Paul preaches on this, it's straight from the mind of God. It's wonderful.
I want you to listen to this as you come into that last part about putting on the armor, holding fast. But I want you to see it in light of all the things you've heard from chapters 1 to 6.
Yeah,
just like, oh, I've just got to, in order to make all this work, I've got to have these things active in my life.
Yeah.
So listen to those with that through that filter.
Okay.
Thanks, David.
Children, obey your parents as children of the Lord, for that is but right. Honor thy father and mother. This is the first commandment with a promise, so that thou mayest prosper and have long life on earth. And fathers, do not irritate your children, but bring them up with Christian discipline and instruction. Slaves, obey your earthly masters with anxious care, giving them ungrudging service, as if obeying the Christ. Not only when their eyes are on you, as if you had merely to please men, but as slaves of Christ, who are trying to carry out the will of God. Give your service heartily and cheerfully, as working for the master and not for men. For you know that everyone will be rewarded by the master for any honest work that he has done, whether he is a slave or a freeman. And masters, treat your slaves in the same spirit. Give up threatening them, for you know that he who is both their master and yours is in heaven, and that before him there is no distinction of rank. For the future, find strength in your union with the Lord, and in the power which comes from his might. Put on the full armor of God, so that you may be able to stand your ground against the stratagems of the devil. For ours is no struggle against enemies of flesh and blood, but against all the various powers of evil that hold sway in the darkness around us, against the spirits of wickedness on high. Therefore, take up the full armor of God, that when the evil day comes, you may be able to withstand the attack, and having fought to the end, still to stand your ground. Stand your ground, then, with truth for your belt, and with righteousness for your breastplate, and with the readiness to serve the good news of peace as shoes for your feet. At every onslaught, take up faith for your shield, for with it you'll be able to extinguish all the flaming darts of the evil one. And receive the helmet of salvation and the sword of the Spirit, which is the message of God, always with prayer and supplication. Pray in the Spirit at all times. Be intent upon this with unwearying perseverance and supplication for all Christ's people. And on my behalf also, that when I begin to speak, words may be given me, so that I may fearlessly make known the inmost truth of the good news, on behalf of which I am an ambassador in chains. Pray that in telling it, I may speak fearlessly as I ought, to enable you, as well as others, to know all that concerns me and what I am doing. Tychicus, our dear brother and faithful helper in the Master's cause, will tell you everything. I am sending him to you on purpose, that you may learn all about us and that he may cheer your hearts. May God the Father and the Lord Jesus Christ give our brothers peace and love linked with faith. May God's blessing be with all who love our Lord Jesus Christ with an undying love.